The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to The Bad Broadcast. I'm your host, Maddie Murphy.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, and welcome back to a new episode of The Bad Broadcast. My name is Maddie. I'm your host, and I'm so glad that you are here. I have to start out by saying thanks. Thanks for the response to last week's episode. I had no clue how that was going to go. I really didn't. And that topic has been on my mind for literally years. And I knew that it would feel good to tell my side. I didn't know how good it would feel to tell my side and just have, you know, even if it's just a little part of the story, just being able to say like, hey, this is the truth and this is what I went through. And, you know, being able to stick up for myself in that way was so freeing. I did not realize how heavy that was to carry around and to not say anything about it. And I'm so grateful that you guys let me have somewhere that I can say all of that, because I never know how those topics will go. I mean, the podcast has changed a lot since the beginning. We do a lot of different topics. We've experimented with interviews and scary stories and funny topics and heavy topics. And so whenever I do something kind of out of the ordinary, I never know how it will be received. And you guys were so amazing. And I talked to so many of you. I heard from so many of you that had experienced something similar, maybe not in a romantic relationship, but with a friend or with a parent or with a sibling. And I felt like there was just this camaraderie in pain, unfortunately. And it made me feel like seen and heard, but also made me really sad that so many of us have gone through something horrible. And then also felt like we couldn't talk about it. And I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm so sorry to anybody who has been through this very specific type of hell. And I hope at the very least you feel like you can talk about it and you feel a right to your own life and story and all of that. So yeah, I appreciate you guys. It's also come to my attention that I say the word appreciate wrong. I've gotten messages about it. And also my friend Claire, shout out to Claire. She said that she's never heard anybody say appreciate how I do it, because most people say appreciate, and never knew that. I never knew that. I'll tell you, having a podcast really makes you aware of the things you say weird. Like, I've had to really soften my G's because we talk about how the Utah accent has a really strong G noise. They almost sound like a K. Like when we say like singers, wingers, swingers. I don't know why those are the words I chose. Or like wrong. It can almost sound like wrong sometimes. So I try to be aware of it, but I am who I am. I'm a Utah gal at heart. Speaking of Claire, hi Claire. I just sent Claire, she lives in Arkansas, and I just sent her a big package of Trader Joe's stuff. They don't have a Trader Joe's by them. And the day that I did this, somebody sent me the Trader Joe's like awards. They did some customer survey and people picked like the best items at Trader Joe's. And I have been meaning to discuss it on the podcast because I love Trader Joe's. You know, there are things about me that are so extremely basic, but in my mind, they're not. In my mind, they're unique. Like me loving fall, for example. I know that everybody loves fall. I know it's like literally used as like the blueprint for basic girl behavior. But in my mind, like I love fall a little bit more than everybody else. You know, like I get it. We all love fall, but like I love fall more. Like that's how I feel about Trader Joe's. Like, yeah, we all love it. We all love everything. And that is not correct because I know that we all love all these things just as much as the next gal. So let's talk about the awards. There's a bunch of runners up and this list is a million years long. So I won't go into heavy detail because I feel like it would take the whole episode and it would just be me listing Trader Joe's foods. But going through this list, I mean, it was like bringing a flask to an AA meeting because, as you guys know, I've started my meal plan, which I love, by the way. It's really annoying when eating right and working out makes you feel better. You guys know what I mean? Like, I never want it to work. I always just want to be proven right that eating whatever I want and living a sedentary lifestyle is the key to a long-lasting life. I really want that to be correct. Turns out it's not. And I've been eating on this meal plan now for almost 3 weeks. And my mood is better. I sleep better. My skin is better. It's so, you know, it's just, I surrender to the science. Okay. I realized that I had never eaten a nutritious meal probably ever in my life. When I don't know if I've talked about this. I was listening to the Huberman Lab. You guys know I love Daddy Huberman. His sleep toolkit like changed my life. But he was talking about diet and he was like, you know, I'm not perfect. Okay. He was like, I cheat sometimes. Sometimes I have a handful of raspberries before bed. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's what he views as like a little cheat meal before bed. He's like, oh, I'm being naughty. I'm going to have a little handful of raspberries. I was like, I can find a way to justify any unhealthy food. Like if I have 3 Crunchwrap Supremes before bed, in my mind, I'm like, there was so much ground beef in there. I'm so proud of myself for getting my protein in before bed. Like that's where my mind goes. So when Huberman said that, I was like, yeah, I don't know anything. And then when I started this meal plan, especially, like I love the food and I'm full all the time. I can't even express how full I am. Sometimes I can't finish the meals and I have to push through because I'm so full. And then I'm full for like a long time because turns out when you put like the right stuff in, your body feels better. I can't explain it, but I think I'm the first person to make this discovery that, you know, eating a proper amount of protein, carbs, and fat really does fuel your body. So you're welcome. Anyway, so going through this Trader Joe's list, I mean, I do miss going to Trader Joe's and just buying groceries off of vibes. But now I go to the grocery store and I like buy stuff I'm going to eat. It's really a novel idea. I can't believe I invented this, but I go to the grocery store and I buy food and then I put it in my fridge and then I use the food and it doesn't go to waste. It's absolutely crazy. So yeah, these Trader Joe's items, I miss them and I would eat them if I wanted to. I mean, I don't feel restricted. Like if I wanted to have, you know, some peanut butter cups, I would, but I'm trying to stick to a good habit. Okay. So let's talk about this Trader Joe's list. The number one overall item that was voted in by the people is the chili and lime flavored rolled corn tortilla chips. These are like the Takis dupes. These would not even make my top 5, top 10, top 20, top 200, mainly because I don't like anything spicy, like at all. Like sometimes pepper is a little much for me. That's how white I am. All right. I can't eat hot tamales. I sometimes put one drop, and I'm not kidding, one drop of Cholula on my eggs. And it's a little much. I'm not going to lie. So yeah, the chili and lime, but I know a lot of people love those. Okay. I said I wasn't going to list all of their runners up, but the runners up were basically all the soup dumplings. And those are good. Yeah. I'm surprised that the overall wasn't something like the orange chicken or something that's just really like Trader Joe or like the Kringle. I don't know. I thought that stuff would be the winner. Okay. The number one beverage is the spiced apple cider. I don't disagree. My personal Trader Joe's Bev is the apple cider vinegar drinks. I don't think that those are universally loved, so it's fine. But if you are an apple cider vinegar gal, those are really, really delicious. Their sparkling lemonade is good. I honestly like their orange juice and they have their creamer was actually a runner up, the non-dairy oat creamer, which is delicious, probably because it's made of pure oil. Okay. The cheese, the number one cheese was the goat cheese. Boring. We all know that the best cheese at Trader Joe's is the unexpected cheddar. If you guys can find the beer bread mix, which is, it's in like the baking aisle and all you do is add like a stick of butter and a can of beer, and then you fold in some unexpected cheddar, it will change your life. For some reason, they did a produce category for people to vote on and bananas won. I don't know. I feel like something about the produce at Trader Joe's, it goes bad faster. Am I wrong? I feel like every time I buy any vegetable there, it is bad within like 3 days. I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't eat the vegetables, but now I do. So maybe I should give them another shot. The number one appetizer was the creamy spinach and artichoke dip. I can see this being number one. I like their buffalo chicken dip. I also like the mac and cheese bites. I wouldn't put the spinach and artichoke dip at the top of my list. However, in the breakfast and brunch category, this is for sure number one. The hash browns, all those frozen hash browns, pop them in the air fryer. You would not be able to tell the difference between those and a McDonald's hash brown. They're so good. And then my personal favorite was this third runner-up, the almond croissants. Okay, the almond croissants from Trader Joe's. We need a moment of silence for them. The night before I started the meal plan, I had a box of them in my freezer and I was like, well, I got to get them out of the house because I'm not going to be able to eat these on my meal plan. I probably could. Again, she works whatever I want to eat into the meal plan, but I just want to, you know, stick to things that are going to make me feel good. So I ate all four and okay, they're the best almond croissants I've ever had. Don't come for me on that. I've had great croissants, authentic things from Paris. Yeah, whatever. These almond croissants are better. I swear to you. Okay. The lunch and dinner item that won was the butter chicken with basmati rice. Good. Yes. Again, I cannot believe that the orange chicken didn't win. The veggie fried rice is really good. I do like that. I like their salmon. That's the best salmon that I have in a landlocked state. The number one bath, body, and home item was the Brazil nut body butter. I like the body oil. Lucy got me the body oil and it's really good. But yeah, a lot of people say it's a dupe for the Boom Boom cream. It's Boom Boom cream. Okay. I know you guys are going to DM me and say, it's so funny that you called the Bum Bum cream the Boom Boom cream. It's Boom Boom. Okay. Look it up on the website. Number one snack. Again, the chili and lime flavored corn tortilla chips. I love the puffy. They're like pirate's booty, but they're sour cream and onion. I love those. I could go through a whole bag and not even think about it. And the sweet treat that won was the ice cream sandwiches. I would, again, put the Kringle or maybe the Hold the Cones. I love those. But speaking of ice cream and my meal plan, let me just put a plug in here for the Ninja Creamy. I've been using the Ninja Creamy for, on my meal plan, I eat a pint of ice cream every single night because I do the Ninja Creamy and I use it with like the Clean Simple Eats protein, which I really do love. They're a sponsor, but I go through that stuff. I shamelessly email them and say like, hey, is there any way that I can get some protein? I'll buy it full price, but just, you know, if I can get some, I would do things for it. But yeah, that, and I put it in the Ninja Creamy. It's been my best purchase of 2024 by far. They have a strawberry cheesecake flavor. You blend it all up, pour it in, and then do the Ninja Creamy with it. It's so good. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What is the first thing that you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Would you visit friends or family? Would you read? I would probably take a nap, if we're being honest. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. The question is, what do we need time for? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and how to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Prioritizing yourself, prioritizing the things that you love really is the key to a happy life. And therapy really helped me see that, and they helped me see what I needed to do to make sure that I was doing more of what I love. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, start with BetterHelp. It's entirely online and it is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is you hop on, you fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. There's a lot of hurdles to like starting therapy, and I feel like BetterHelp just really takes care of them up front. So you don't have to worry about, well, what if I find a therapist and I don't vibe with them and I need a new one, or I don't want to sit in traffic, or I don't want to sit in a waiting room. BetterHelp takes care of all of that. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bad today to get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/bad to get 10% off of your first month of online therapy. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Dreamland Baby. Dreamland Baby has become one of my favorite baby brands since becoming a parent. And how you know it's a good brand is because it was invented by a tired parent. those sleepless nights when you're so desperate for your baby to just go back to sleep and you wonder if your life will ever return to normal. I've had many of those nights thus far, and Dreamland Baby has been a huge lifesaver. We love the Dreamland swaddle. I can't say enough good things about it. It's got my baby sleeping deeper, which means I sleep better. It's got a two-way zipper, so I can just unzip from the bottom, do a quick diaper change. Sometimes I don't even wake her up. It's amazing. It's also made of quality materials. It's super soft and it holds up well when you wash it. And it also has the cover calm technology. So the weighted beads are evenly distributed over the whole body. They don't just like flop to one side. The number one issue that new parents face is lack of sleep. And I am here to attest to that. So Dreamland Baby was mom invented out of desperation when her 6-month-old wouldn't sleep. They also got a deal on Shark Tank with Lori Greiner. What a slay. So if you've got a baby in your life that is desperate for some better sleep, meaning you are also desperate for some better sleep, go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code BAD at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. Once again, that is dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code BAD at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. Okay, so there's my food rant for the beginning of the episode. Now I want to talk about some mom fails. I asked you guys on my stories this week what your mom fail of the week was. And I honestly think that this should be a weekly segment because every single day I have a new mom fail. And I never have the moment where I think I'm not good at this. Like, I think I'm doing a pretty good job. You know, I take care of my baby. I love her. I give her what she needs. I'm trying my very best to keep her safe. And like, I feel good at it. However, that feeling is also wrapped up in the feeling that I have no idea what I'm doing at any given moment. And I read mom fail, or like before I had kids, I would see people say things about like, oh, this is my mom fail of the week. And I would be like, how did you let that happen? Like, how did you not, like, how were you not more careful? Or how did you, oh, now I realize it is impossible to not have at least, trying to think of like another word for mom fail, because I don't even think it's a fail, but have something like that happen at least 8 to 10 times a day. Because before you have a kid, you're like, it's not that hard. Just watch your kid. It's that hard. You can't have your eyes on your child 100% of the day. It's not possible, especially if you have multiple kids. Like, how would you ever be able to do that? So I'll kick us off with my mom fail. And again, this is one of those fails that I actually don't even think it's that bad. I really don't. But it's one of those things that I didn't know. And before I had kids, I would have listened to somebody say this and be like, how does that even matter? My moms will feel me on this. Okay. So everybody says when you have a baby, you got to get them into like a really specific nighttime routine, because basically you're trying to teach them what is day and what is night, because they've been living inside of your body, which apparently is very dark. So you got to teach them this is daytime, this is nighttime. So I've had a really good bedtime routine down with Coco for, I mean, since she's been born. We do a little like oil baby massage. We do music. We do white noise. We do a low light. We read books. How dumb do you feel reading a book to a newborn? Like, I sit her on my lap and I read her books and I'm like, why am I doing this? Why? But here I am doing it every night, trying to, I don't know, get her to understand words. I have no clue why I do it. But anyway, we have it locked down. And then every night, I just throw her in a random swaddle, random sleep sack. Sometimes I wasn't swaddling her. I was just putting her in a crib. Like, I didn't have any clue that I needed to put her in the same thing every night. So some nights it would be her swaddle me. Some nights it would be the Dreamland sack. Some nights it would be, again, nothing. And I would just lay her in her crib. Like, it's bad. Okay. I made a list of all this. First of all, again, she's not even 3 months old yet. Okay. She's still single digits days old. Listen to all of the different swaddles that I have tried. The Swaddleini, the Nanit swaddle, and the Nanit sleep sack. I've tried the Snoo. I've tried the freshly picked swaddle, the Dreamland sleep sack, and the Dreamland transition swaddle. I've done the Swaddle Me. These all have dumb names, just by the way. I've tried the Happiest Baby swaddle, but not the Snoo version. I've tried the Zippity Zip and the Love to Dream and the Merlin sleep sack. I've done all of those. And she's not even 3 months old. So finally, my best friend, Kylie, like, first of all, she's a dream best friend to have when you have a newborn. And like, she is a voracious researcher, and I get really overwhelmed when I try to Google. Okay. My number one tip, don't Google anything. Don't Google anything. Every forum is scary. It will not make you feel better. So anyway, Kylie did like real research. So as I've been going through this newborn phase, I've been like, hey, do I put her down here? Do I feed her this much? Should I put her in that? Anyway, she was like, well, finally, I was like, I'm really struggling with Coco, like, you know, staying asleep and whatever. And she's like, well, take me through your nighttime routine. And I was like, I'm doing this. And I just put her in something random. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I thought that I just needed to put her in something. I didn't know it needed to be uniform. And then it all clicked. Like, we're trying to get her into a routine. And I've just been muffing it up at the end of her routine, being like, here's this new sensation for you. Hope it works for you. Anyway, so again, I don't even think that that's that bad. I wouldn't even consider it a fail. I would consider it something new that I learned. Here's the stupid thing that I did this week. And then I'll go through your guys' submissions of mom fails. The stupidest thing I did this week, I put Coco down for her nap. I went and I got in the shower. I heard her start to fuss. So I went and I got her. And like a few hours later, when she was going down for her next nap, her crib was like soaking wet. And at the end, like the floor by her bed was super wet. And I was like, what is happening? Like at first I thought maybe she peed or drooled or something in her crib, but then it was on the floor next to her. And so I was like, why is it wet? And I was so sure that our house was leaking. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's been leaking on her this whole time in her crib. She's had water dripping on her. This poor girl just trying to get a good nap in, and the ceiling is leaking. So I start freaking out, and nope, it was because I had just gotten out of the shower and I went and tended to her and I was soaking wet. So I got the floor wet by her crib and my hair dripped into her crib. How dumb can I get? Truly, how dumb does one get? I was appalled at myself. Okay, let's go through some moments that you guys had this week. Again, impossible is the word that comes to mind when I think of people who say like, well, just don't let that happen, or don't, you know, no, not possible. Sorry, unavoidable that this stuff happens. First up, I dropped the part of the dishwasher that holds the silverware on his head. I mean, of course. Okay, this one I want to discuss because I want to say something. She said, I sunburnt my 3-month-old at the beach. That sounds like the sun's fault. Okay, that does not sound like your fault. Like, you could do everything right as a parent. This is something that I'm learning. You could do everything right as a parent and this could still happen. Like, you could reapply sunscreen every 30 minutes and you could have forgotten a spot. You could have done your very best to spray every square inch and you forget a few fingers. Like, how can anyone expect you? But that's the thing, is that I feel like a lot of people do expect us to not mess up in that way. So yeah, not possible. Okay, next one. I muted the monitor on accident and I had the best sleep of our newborn life. I did this the other day. Oh, we have the Nanit, which is so awesome, but it's from my phone. And you, like, on your phone, you can either have it so that the sound is on when you're in the app or the sound plays all the time, like even when you exit the app. And I accidentally had it so that the sound was only on when I was in the app. And when I locked my phone, it muted the monitor. And I mean, she didn't wake up a ton, but I mean, she definitely cried more than she probably has in a while because I accidentally muted the monitor. Okay, next one. My 3-year-old won't eat and she's afraid of skeletons. So we told her she'll turn into a skeleton if she doesn't eat. No, there's no lie. There's no lie here. That's true. You don't eat, you turn into a skeleton. I don't understand. You got to lie to your kids sometimes. We did an episode, I think last year, about like lies that you've told your kids. It was actually my first episode that I did right after I found out I was pregnant. So I found out I was pregnant May 1st. And then I think I recorded the very next day, I recorded like a bad mom's episode. And it was like, I don't know. It was really fun and funny to do those, like, be so excited that I had just found out I was pregnant and then read all these funny stories about things people have told their kids. It's also a lot of the origin stories of the Dum Dum Club, because people would be like, my mom told me that, you know, the crust of the bread was healthier. And I thought that till adulthood. That was a lie. That's a lie that we tell children. you know, take advantage of it, because pretty soon they're going to get older and they're going to catch you in your lies. So, you know, do it while you can. All right. Next one. My 7-week-old daughter rolled off my bed during tummy time, like 2 feet. I've never felt so guilty. All I'm hearing is that your 7-week-old can roll. What? She is on track to be some sort of freak athlete if she can roll at 7 weeks. Again, with the don't Google anything, don't, like, anytime I see a parenting TikTok or a baby TikTok, I immediately hit not interested. I do not want to see any of that. My final straw was this, like, baby expert saying that babies should be rolling by 8 weeks. I'm sorry, but besides this submission of this 7-week roller, I've never heard of anybody whose kid rolled at 8 weeks, ever. Like, 8 weeks is barely out of the womb. You, like, rolling at 8 weeks, and people are commenting like, I don't think this is normal for kids to roll at 8 weeks. I think it's like 4 months. And she just kept commenting back like, no, it's 8 weeks. And then it hit me. People on the internet can say anything they want. They can just say things. They can say my baby talked at 3 weeks, and they would just stand by their opinion. And that's the way the internet works. This episode of the Bad Podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Building a website is not for the faint of heart. I would know this because I identify as faint of heart and I cannot build a website. However, when I started this business, I really, really needed one. Did not know what I was going to do, how I was going to sell merch, how I was going to connect with my audience. And that's when I discovered Squarespace. They made it so easy. It is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or you're managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. They have something called the Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system from Squarespace. It's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. You start with a best in class website template and you customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. You can also upload and organize and access all of your content from one single place. They've got the asset library, so you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Like I said, whatever you are selling, Squarespace makes it super easy. You can do products, you can do merch, anything physical, digital, or service-oriented. Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling them online. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/bad to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode of the Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Clean Simple Eats. What a wonderful time for me to be recording an ad for Clean Simple Eats, because I just devoured one of my food fixations lately, and it is obviously enhanced by Clean Simple Eats. You guys know I've been really trying to hit my protein goal lately. It's hard. It's hard to get enough protein, but Clean Simple Eats really does make it so much easier because it tastes so good. It's not chalky. It's smooth. They have a million different flavors. So what I've been doing lately, I do vanilla yogurt, and then I do a scoop of the Snickerdoodle Clean Simple Eats protein powder. Then I do cinnamon and honey on top, and I dip apples in it. It is so good. I also did the s'mores flavor in a protein ice cream the other night. A few marshmallows on top. Are you kidding me? It was delicious. I've gotten all of my friends obsessed with it. It's a big part of my personality right now. I'm not going to apologize for it. Clean Simple Eats is just that. It is clean and simple. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no seed oils or artificial ingredients. It's also third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Protein is so important in our diet, and Clean Simple Eats is the most delicious way to do so. Each serving has 20 grams of protein, making it the perfect addition to make sure you hit your protein goals. That's what I'm trying to do. Thank you, Clean Simple Eats, for making it possible. So visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code BAD10 at checkout for 10% off of your order. Once again, that is cleansimpleeats.com. Code is BAD10 and you'll get 10% off of your order. Okay, next one. I thought I lost my pump parts and I looked everywhere. They were in my bra. I was pumping. Again, not a mom fail. Not a mom fail. It does make me sad how many submissions that I got felt so normal and not weird and not like a fail in any way. But we've just perceived it as like, oh, we did something really wrong and stupid because we're a mom. And now everything, every mistake that we make is a mom fail. Oh, this one. Oh, I did something similar. Picked my daughter's nose and it bled. I tried to get a booger out of Coco's nose. And for some reason, all I could find were my needle nose tweezers. And they're so sharp. And I was like, it's fine. It's right there. I can just grab it. And it was like obstructing her breathing. And I also learned that babies are obligate nose breathers. So they need their nose to be clear. And so I went and I tried to pick it and she moved and I pinched her little nose. It was the saddest thing. It was one of the saddest moments of my life. Next one. I couldn't figure out why there was a hole in my wall. And then I saw teeth marks. My kid ate the wall. Like, how could you ever stop things like this from happening? How? You can't watch your kid. Like, it feels like if you take your eyes off your kid for at least, or like 30 seconds minimum, they will do something insane. But it's not possible to watch your kids all the time. So you just have to accept that your kids are going to do weird stuff. Like, I got a submission where somebody said, my daughter ate a caterpillar. And I had no idea. Of course you didn't, because you put a baby in the grass and she starts playing. You don't think, oh, she's going to pick up a caterpillar and eat it. It kind of makes me sick, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Not because the parent did anything wrong, but just the thought of eating a caterpillar grosses me out. Okay, next one. I yelled at my kid when I wasn't really upset with her. I was just stressed from my own stuff. The rage that can come in with kids. Like, I mean, I'm really trying hard to work on my middle of the night rage. It's so hard, especially like, it's my first time doing this. Like, this is a completely unfamiliar feeling to be up at all hours of the night, trying to figure out how to calm a screaming baby. And like, just feeling this internal, like, oh, like, why won't you go to sleep? Like, why won't you do that? But then knowing in your heart, like, that they don't know any better. They're trying to figure it out too. They're stressed. They're overwhelmed. But like, just feeling so, so, so helpless those middle of the nights. Oh boy. Oh boy. It's crazy to think that like, I'm almost out of the newborn phase. Like, she's almost 12 weeks. And that's when people say the new, like, 3 months sounds so much older than 12 weeks, by the way. But yeah, like, she's on her way out of being a newborn. And I really struggled through the newborn phase. I'm sure, you know, as she gets older, I will look back in with fondness and wish that she was still a newborn. But man, that shit was no joke. It was hard. It was hard. The newborn phase is hard. I mean, this phase is also hard. And I said this on my stories, but you know, kids are going to ruin your life. Okay. For anybody who doesn't have kids. But the most ironic part is that your life was stupid before. So who cares? Like, I feel like my life is ruined now that I had kids, but nothing else will ever matter as much as having my baby and raising her. Like, my life before it's so different now, but I would choose this life 100 out of 100 times. It's a very, very bizarre talk about like juxtaposition of emotions. Having a baby is like the example I would give. Okay. Next one. I bleached my son's asshole by accidentally using high chair wipes instead of baby wipes. All I'm hearing is that you tried to clean your baby. That's all I'm hearing. It seems like you did the appropriate thing for trying to keep your baby's butthole clean. Did they get a few extra chemicals? Sure. They'll be all right. Okay. That's the caterpillar one. Oh, this one. I lose my cool way too much. I saw a post again. I'm Google sober from parenting advice. But when I was still in the thick of it, I saw somebody post like, I feel so guilty. I just yelled at my 3-year-old. I've never done that. And I did like that the comments were all basically like, it took you 3 years to lose your shit. Like, you deserve a medal. 3 years of keeping your cool. Like, that's incredible. I hope that no mom who feels overwhelmed or stressed or loses it feels bad about it, because it's just this system is relentless. They need us all the time, all the time. Like, my shower is my alone time for the day. I'm not even really alone. I mean, like, unless Gray is here and has her or something, but like, when I try to shower during the day, just like when she's in her crib or something, I'm like, I'm not even alone. Even my alone time is not alone. It's crazy. So please just let yourself off the hook immediately. Okay. Next one. I thought my daughter's foot was bruised, so I didn't take her to the doctor for 3 days. Turns out it's broken. I feel so bad. The best thing that you can do as a mom is just like follow the signs. Like, I think that that's how I would sum it up. Like, when they can't talk, like, you're just trying to find context. Like, if they're fussy, you're trying to pinpoint what it is. You're trying to, like, you're trying to learn when they're hungry or when something hurts. And so when all signs point to foot bruise, there's no way you could know that it was broken. It's like sometimes kids get hurt and then they keep walking on it or something like that. It's a riddle 100% of the time trying to figure out what they need. So I don't blame you. Okay. I couldn't smell my son's poopy diaper and I caused a pretty painful rash. Yep. Just did this a couple days ago. I was letting Coco kind of like fuss a little bit in her crib because I've learned that she will do one like big fuss right before she falls asleep. Like she'll do one big one and then go to sleep. And my advice that I would give my earlier self, like earlier in the newborn process, would be don't look at her all the time, because I would just stare at her. And the minute she would fuss, I'd be like, oh, she's awake. I didn't know that she was just trying to get comfortable before she fell asleep. So I was keeping her awake all the time. So yeah, I was letting her do her little fuss before she fell asleep. Turns out she had a huge blowout. Couldn't see it. Couldn't smell it, obviously, because I was just watching her on the monitor. I had no clue that she was absolutely covered in shit. So yeah, I'm speechless. Okay, I forgot my kid in the car for an hour. Smiley face. He's okay. I got left so many places as a kid. So many places. I got left at the grocery. I mean, my mom had 1,000 children, so I don't blame her. But like, they turn out fine. You know, builds character. They get to, you know, develop some independence. Oh, I'm going to get so, so roasted for this episode. Anytime, I feel like anytime I talk about babies or anything, it rubs somebody the wrong way or I said something wrong. Okay, this one. I'm pregnant with my second and I'm so sick. I think my daughter is sick of TV, but I'm just too tired and sick. Screen time is so, like, it's funny. It's funny how things have changed since we were kids, obviously. First of all, I think it's funny that everything is like branded, right? Everything has a name. Everything has capital letters, wake windows, cry it out, sleep training, screen time. Like, I just feel like during my childhood, like we watched TV all the time. 100% of our day was spent watching TV. There were certain things that we couldn't watch, but we could watch TV all the time. And people are like, don't let your newborn watch a screen. Don't let her. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do when I'm feeding her and I'm watching a show and she's staring at it? Like, am I just supposed to never, ever let her see a screen? I'm asking seriously, like, is that the goal? Because I watch Great British Bake Off all day and it calms Coco down. I have tried to turn on other things. Great British Bake Off soothes her. It soothes her. And I'm not going to say no to that. When I'm feeding her and she will drink the whole bottle with no breaks when Great British Bake Off is on, like, I don't know. It's just, it's precarious, I would say, because I understand not giving your kids iPads when they're 1 year old and letting them go to town. But also, like, I don't know. I don't see how we could avoid all screens in this day and age. Okay. I dropped my phone on my baby's head. I was scrolling and she was eating. Our second day home from the hospital, I was wearing Coco. I had her in the Solly wrap and my mom had brought us over a big thing of chicken noodle soup. I dripped hot chicken noodle soup directly on her head. It was really rough because it was Christmas and it was like truly the thick of newborn confusion. And then I dropped blazing hot broth on my child. Lock me up. Okay. Lock me up. I'm 4 weeks postpartum and I still can't tell if I'm burping him correctly at all. Can't help you there because I'm right there with you. I try like the fart methods all the time, like the bicycle legs and the pull and push. Nothing has ever come out ever. And I see these videos of people's babies like ripping it when they do the bicycle legs. Couldn't be my kid. And I know she's gassy. And I've even tried the like little windy like whistles or like the little tubes that you put in their butthole. Hasn't worked. Okay. I accidentally nailed my toddler in the head when I pulled back the vacuum because I didn't see him. Unavoidable. I gave my kid expired milk and then he told me his tummy hurt. I told him you're fine. It's building your gut microbiome. Okay. I like this answer. TMTC, too many to count, is what I'm guessing that means. I think that should be the mom fail motto. Too many to count. Who cares? We've done it. There's too many. I'm doing so many every single day. My kid drank the stuff inside the reusable ice cube. Yeah. Looked like a blueberry icy. Seems to me like he's doing a very good job identifying things in his world. So he's probably advanced. Okay. And this last one, I didn't realize my toddler could reach the box of donuts in the backseat. So he ate four. I lived a life of four donuts at a time and I turned out just fine for the most part. Okay. I feel like it was kind of a rich pop culture week. I feel like there were some key things that I found particularly interesting. So let's wrap up with a little pop culture corner, a little pop culture cocktail, if you will. First thing, Lala Kent is pregnant with a sperm donor. Very interesting. Very interesting. I support it. I absolutely support a sperm donor, a woman doing it on her own. I love it. I do think it's going to be interesting, like with things like 23andMe, because Lala talks about how she wanted to do this because things were so nasty with her ex and, you know, custody and everything was such a nightmare. And she wanted, like she says herself, she said, the best thing about my baby daddy is that he doesn't exist. But I mean, he definitely does exist. And one day that kid's going to find out who their dad is. And it's just, it's an interesting thing. I'm sure legally, like they can't have contact, but what do you do if your kid is interested in who they're, you know, biologically related to? Like you kind of just got to like let them find out about it, right? I don't know. That's totally just me throwing that out there. Maybe there are things in place that prevent that from happening. But either way, very happy for her. I like Lala. I mean, she's from Utah, guys. She's got an 801 tattooed on her shoulder. I love a Utah girl. And I don't know. I think she's a great reality TV personality. And I like her. I like her. Jason Kelsey retired, which I feel like 6 months ago, or maybe a little bit longer, none of us would have ever cared about this. Like this is, I can't believe I'm even delivering sports news, but his retirement speech was so sweet. I find Jason Kelsey, and honestly, I mean, we'll talk about Travis Kelsey in a minute, but I find Jason Kelsey very charming, very, very, you know, family oriented, very normal, I would say. I find him very normal. Travis Kelsey, I mean, that Super Bowl weekend really, you know, he was losing me. He really was. And I'm sure his PR person said, hey, could you just lay low for the next like 6 months so that we don't have to deal with you again? And I feel like he has not been in the spotlight as much since the Super Bowl weekend because he was just, I mean, he was drunk and embarrassing. I found it very, very off-putting. Every time I say off-putting, I think about that Dum Dum Club submission where she thought off-putting meant like the pudding was off, like P-U-D-D-I-N-G, like it was off. It was some old timey saying. So yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for Travis Kelsey to win me back over. But Jason Kelsey has really been putting the team on his back as far as the Kelsey family goes. So yeah, his speech was really sweet. I just think he loves his wife, his kids, and I've enjoyed their time in the public eye. I'm very curious to see how this plays out. Like, I feel like his wife, Kylie, people have become obsessed with her, but she's just a normal girl. And I'm wondering if she's hating this, if she's hating like the level of fame that she's just kind of been thrown into, or if she's like embracing it. I wonder what will happen next for her. I think she seems very grounded and will probably just kind of stay the same, but you never know. Sometimes people get fame and they change. So we'll see. This one really has me scratching my head. The Tish Cyrus and Dominic Purcell thing. So Tish Cyrus, who is Miley's mom, obviously she's so cool. She was on Call Her Daddy with their other daughter, Brandy. And I thought she was like the coolest mom vibes. She's dating Dominic Purcell, who I know from Prison Break, but I can't believe hasn't been in a Fast and Furious movie. I mean, he's really serving like Vin Diesel's arch enemy. But yeah, they're dating. And then it came out that Dominic was like dating or had been entangled with Noah Cyrus, who was Miley's little sister, and then now is dating their mom. I don't know. The details seem muddy. So I don't want to just say I believe it, but weirder things have happened in Hollywood. And the last thing, I think this is great news. This is a win for millennial women everywhere. Freaky Friday is getting a sequel. I feel that Lindsay Lohan has really healed a lot of us because we were raised on these women. Okay. Lindsay Lohan, Hillary Duff, Britney Spears, like Christina Aguilera. And a lot of them, you know, went off the rails And not to any fault of their own. It was what the public arena did to them. They were literally chewed up and spit out, and we just let people treat them horribly. And Hillary Duff, I don't feel like ever had a crazy phase, but Lindsay kind of having her phase and then coming back around, does that not feel like nature healed for all of us? So I'm excited for the Freaky Friday sequel. Can't wait. I hope it is, you know, I hope it gives Mamma Mia 2. You know, I hope it is as good as the first. I'm excited and I'm hopeful. Speaking of things that we grew up watching, I had this thought because we've been listening to a lot of Disney music. Okay, that's usually the music that I play. I play like the Disney lullabies as Coco falls asleep. And I was listening to the Colors of the Wind instrumental the other day and I wept, of course. And then I was like, I'm going to turn on one of these movies. Just like, you know, if I'm going to be watching something while I feed her, I might as well make it something that's like low stimulation and, you know, has great music. So I turn on Pocahontas. How problematic are these movies? How are we ever going to be able to show our kids these movies? Is it just out of the question? Moms, what are we doing? What are we doing about the movies that we grew up loving that we now know are horribly racist and historically atrocious? How are we going to do that? Are we just not doing it? Are we doing new movies? Because I love these old Disney movies, but they're bad. They're really bad. I don't think I can, in good conscience, like show my daughter Pocahontas with no explanation as to what really happened. But then who's going to sit down their little tiny baby and say, hey, this isn't what really happened. It was actually a genocide. Like, how are we reconciling these movies? Because the music, the voices in Jodie Benson, these voices are so unbelievable. I think we've had a lot of good Disney musicals. I don't know if anything will ever beat those originals, Pocahontas, Lion King, Tarzan. Like, I don't think that they ever will top them. So just let me know what we're doing. I'll do what the group is doing. Okay. If we're not showing them, if we're banning them in our houses, I'll do that. So yeah, just keep me posted. Thank you guys for listening. Oh, after last week, I just needed an episode where I could like talk about things that were not heavy. Okay. Things that did not cause deep depression for months. I just wanted to chat about things that I like Trader Joe's snacks and pop culture. All right. I will see you guys next week. I love you all so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and to be safe, be kind, and be hot. And remember that I love you so much. Thank you guys for being the best aunties to my baby. I love you. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can catch a new episode of The Bad Broadcast every Monday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Also, I want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information. Talk to you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.